to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. 34 minutes after the hour on this Tuesday morning. Hope everyone had a great Labor Day weekend. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we'll have some guests, as we always do, but Yellowhammer News' Sean Ross is scheduled to be with us. Hopefully you can tune in for that. Joining us on the program now, he is running for mayor in Daphne, the seat soon to be vacated by a longtime mayor or Mayor Dane Haygood. Steve Carey joins us in studio. Steve, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great after a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, everybody looks rested. You know, it's odd to go out and everybody have the bags under their eyes or whatever. But
I don't know if I'm rested. I just spent 3 days with my brand new grandson, so I had feeding and diaper changing shifts that I've probably got black circles under my eyes.
Well, if anything, you had a good change of pace.
That's true.
Yeah, so maybe that goes a long way in a lot of things. Let's get right into it. Running for mayor, Daphne, just real quick, what led you to that decision to run?
Well, one of the things I've always done in my life is a service-minded, obviously, Air Force veteran, spent 34 years serving our country, and retired in this area here. My wife's from the Mobile area, and we decided to settle in Daphne, and since I've been here, I started a small business, very successful in that small business, and really have plugged into our community in terms of the involvement on boards and different groups, because I feel you can't be part of a city, you can't be part of your community unless you've got roots and you really really stick in and help.
How you feeling about Daphne these days? You know, it's really transformed. I lived here as a child in the 80s. It's a totally different place now. It's grown leaps and bounds. You feel like it's going a pretty good direction?
Well, yes, in some respects I do feel we've got probably, we are a jewel on the Nile, a jewel on Mobile Bay, and one of the things we have to be careful about here is as the eighth fastest growing city in the state, we have to take pause and really be sure that we're preparing for the future. And, you know, I've watched during my time as a business owner, during my time raising three children here, I've watched our growth. I've watched the things happen to the city of Daphne. And I honestly think that we are at that critical fork in the road where, as a city with the council and the mayor, we have to make some really tough long-term decisions. If we don't, we will suffer the consequences down the road.
But the problems for Daphne and a lot of places on the Eastern Shore is that they have problems communities all over the state would kill for, you know.
That's true. Growth, the kind of things that we see with opportunity, it's wonderful. We have access to the water. The whole idea of living on Mobile Bay, that's really the golden jewel in our crown that we have to protect. But the thing that we have to do as citizens and as a city government is we have to come up with a long-term comprehensive plan. And I've said from day one that as much as Daphne is a wonderful place to live, we are in a position that we will lose many of those wonderful things if we don't step back and come up with a comprehensive plan. Sadly, the last plan on the books is 2003. You cannot run a city the size of Daphne, $30 million budget, 30,000 citizens, and 300 to 400 employees. You cannot run a city like that if you don't think longer term. And clearly, you know, we think 2, 3, 5 years at a time, but if we don't come up with a substantial comprehensive plan that really the citizens understand and that the council itself understands, it's going to be very difficult for us to smartly grow.
Well, when you talk about a plan, what are some components of a plan like that?
So, big picture, you as a leader, you have to have somewhat of a vision. You have to kind of understand where you want the city to go. And then you have to bring people, stakeholders, to the table. That means citizens. That means different businesses. Everybody has to be involved in developing what we want the idea of Daphne to be 20 years from now, 10 years from now. And you can grab onto a bunch of different areas such as education. You know, are we going to be the leading city in Baldwin County? As the largest city, we should be in terms of our support of education. Are we going to be the leading city in terms of protecting our environment and managing smart growth? Are we going to be a leading city in terms of how we stand up for animal shelter and animal care and protection? Those are all little elements, but when you add them together, that's how you develop a long-term plan. And it's just not about what project you're working on for the next 2 or 3 years. It's really about what the citizens envision for this city 10, 15, 20 years from now.
What does Daphne look like? If you're mayor and you're successful, What do you think it looks like in 10, 15, 20 years?
Well, that's one reason why I've started the hashtag Daphne Pride. I honestly believe that the average citizen in Daphne loves living here. You know, we know we're the Jubilee City. We know that we've got some great opportunities with access to the bay. It's the town that everybody loves. But I want us to have the identity, and I want people to be proud of their city, proud of all aspects of their city, whether it's the education, whether it's waterfront access down at Bayfront Park, whether it's Old Town Daphne and what we do from the Bayfront Park all the way to Judges, how we take care of that area, preserve its charm, but also create an environment where every citizen, not just the citizens in Old Town, but all Daphne citizens are proud to say, I live in Daphne, and it's the best city in Baldwin County.
Well, Old Town Daphne, is there room for some kind of development, some kind of improvements? What do you... What's your take on that situation?
Well, I actually live in Old Town Daphne, and it's near and dear to me. My kids can walk to school. My business is right there on Main Street. So I've got a vested interest in what we do with Daphne. And we definitely want to protect what we have. It's a walkable community, but there are many things that we can do to make it safer, to make it more enjoyable for the residents that live there, and also create an environment where the rest of Daphne loves Old Town Daphne area. We have an opportunity now with the Bayfront Park that's being developed, Waterfront Park, with Village Park Foundation. That location, which is on the north end of Old Town Daphne, that moves all the way down through Main Street and the businesses and residences that we have in downtown Daphne, all the way to the south side of the city. And I think, again, back to the notion of planning, we need to have a master plan for Old Town Daphne that dovetails as well with our comprehensive plan with the entire city.
It's just a matter of utilizing that waterfront situation there in a way people, I guess, that would benefit the city, but would, tasteful or whatever word I'm looking for here, that would maybe take it to that next level.
Well, you have to protect the environment, number one, and obviously Village Park Foundation, you know, the charm that we have on Bayfront, we don't want to see large growth and large development, large structures, but there are plenty of opportunities for us to build some quaintness, to build some charming facilities that people want to come to, and if it's there at the Village Point area, if it's there at Bayfront Park area, that's a great starting point, and the city's begun to take steps in that direction. But again, I would offer to everybody that's listening here is that it's easy to come up with one or two good ideas. The notion of having an idea of what we want to do with our city is how do we tie all those ideas together? How do we add some harmony to our plans for improving? You know, whether it's something as simple as maybe underground utilities or walkable sidewalks on both sides of the street or increasing the width of our roads so it's a little bit safer for bike riders. Those are all things that take a lot of planning. You have to have a long-term vision, and you just can't piecemeal those ideas together quickly.
What are you hearing on the campaign trail? Is it generally that maybe infrastructure needs some improvements? What are potential constituents someday telling you that they think needs to be addressed?
Well, I think the average citizen is concerned about growth, and I think that's something that as a mayor, as a city council, you know, we have to build a partnership and a team there that really makes it clear to our citizens what that long-term plan is for growth. And the operative word, I think, in my mind is smart growth. You know, the cat's out of the bag. The secret is out there. Everybody knows how wonderful it is to come to Baldwin County, especially the Eastern Shore. We're not going to turn that tide around. But what we are going to be able to do is shape it in a way that all the citizens, those that live in Old Town Daphne, the citizens that are out in some of the other subdivisions, that we all appreciate what we're doing to try to create a little bit more harmony with our city, with our Old Town area.
Because you have a bunch of different aspects to Daphne, whether it's the growth going on in the eastern part of it, or what you're going to do with those components closer to the water, and connecting all that together kind of to make it, you know, do you find a consensus on what that is, or do you have all these diverging opinions?
I don't think we have the consensus that I would strive for, and that really falls to the leadership at the city level, at both the mayor and the council. We have to do a much better job communicating a vision and a plan, and not just quickly throw together a strategic plan, but really take the time to develop something that all the citizens have been able to participate in. And that means bringing stakeholders together, whether it's a builder, whether it's a subdivision, HOA. We have to connect all those different subdivisions, all those different groups, so that we can hear their voices, we can hear their opinions, and with that, we're able to create something that really all of us are proud of. You know, that hashtag Daphne Pride is just not a hashtag. I really, really believe that for every citizen in Daphne, when you're asked, well, why do you live in Daphne? What do you like about it? I want every citizen to be able to answer in harmony.
It's just having a vision. Maybe some of it's very aspirational, right? Like getting everybody to come together and agree on what the vision is. It's just right now, like you said, it doesn't seem to either. Has it been because there hasn't been a lack of an effort to get to that vision, or is it because it just has so many disagreeing components that they haven't found that right spot yet?
Well, I think the dynamics are there's a lot of different opinions out there. There's a lot of different likes and wants. The reality is for a city like ours, you know, we're at that fork in the road where we are no longer a small town, Daphne. We are in a position where we have to think bigger and smarter about what we're going to do. And that means bringing all these diverse opinions to the table. We've got to be much, much more communicative than we have as a city. There are many citizens that really just don't understand what's going on. And not that it's their fault, because ultimately, the mayor and the council, it is our responsibility as leaders to be sure that information gets out to the public and that they can at least voice their opinions and participate during the discussion phase. One thing that I want to try to avoid is I don't want issues to rise and then everybody show up at City Hall when a decision has to be made. It's much more sensible to bring up an issue, debate it, argue it, work through it, and have everybody involved along the process. That's my skills as a national security leader. I negotiated with foreign governments, and I understand how difficult it is to bring diverse opinions together, but it's doable. You just have to have the right kind of leader to do that.
It sounds to me like it's more of a matter of getting out in front of these problems before emotions or tensions bubble over.
Well, that's definitely the truth. I mean, there's a lot of emotion when you talk about growth. There's a lot of emotion when you talk about change in and of itself. So the key there is be calm about it, bring everybody to the table, let's talk, let's work through it, and let's not react to the idea that's presented the first time it's tabled. Let's talk about it. Let's think and really understand the facts. And I want my citizens, I want all of our citizens to do their homework. You just don't show up with parts of information. And likewise, as a city, as a mayor, and as a council, it's our obligation to be sure that the facts are clear and that we, when we do come to the table, that it's an educated and it's an unemotional discussion.
But you still want people to say, Daphne's a place I'd like to live. I'm going to move to Daphne because it is X, Y, and Z. It offers all these quality of life components. You're still looking in kind of that direction, I assume. Well,
very much so. I mean, that's the whole thing of Daphne Pride. I mean, we love this town for all the things, whether you're an outdoorsman or whether you like the quaintness of Old Town Daphne or whether you just enjoy living in Southern Alabama. Those are all trademarks that aren't going to change. But if we aren't careful, the things that we love are going to change, and we do not want that. The only way we can preserve it is if we come up with that comprehensive plan and we get everybody involved. And this is not an easy process. This is somewhat messy, but that's good government. In my view, good government is a tough nugget out process where you work through the issues and then you come up with solutions that maybe everybody's not super happy about, but most folks agree with it, and we move forward as a community.
And just like, I guess, the similar problem for a lot of those places in Baldwin County is just putting up some guardrails to make sure things don't go too out of bounds with the growth. It's all about the growth and maybe pumping the brakes a little bit to make sure it's being done right. It's not something that future generations might regret.
Well, and folks always want to malign growth. Growth in the right form is good for all of us. When as a society, as a community, when we mature, when we do things with infrastructure that protect us for the next 20 years, whether it's stormwater runoff, whether it's widening roads, but also it's having that vision, you know, with Baldwin County school system, so that as we begin to grow, we have the capacity for education, for raising that workforce that we want to be part of our community. And all these things, you know, it's not a simple puzzle that's very complex, and we have to bring all those issues to the table. We have to sit down and really measure that information so that when we do come up with a plan, that plan has at least listened and to all those different inputs.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick time out here, get a break in, and we'll pick up the conversation on the other side and talk more about the connectivity to Mobile. I think the dominant issue of last year was tolls, and we'll get your take on that and what things could look like in the future if we whatever the plans put on the table. We'll talk about that on the other side. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5.
To ever play the blues. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
And welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5, 54 minutes after the hour. You want to stay tuned for the next program. My friend, a mentor in some ways, Sean Sullivan, Midday Mobile. He's got Ask the Sheriff. Sam Cochran, join him at 1 p.m. Make sure you guys tune in for that. Still in studio with us, Daphne May, Oral Hopeful, Steve Carey. Before we went to break, just get your input on this. This seems to be the big hot button of the last year. Toll bridge, for it, against it, and the proposal that maybe the new incarnation of this may just bypass the existing exit into Daphne right now. I mean, do you have any thoughts on any of that discussions?
Well, as a business owner and as a resident, I understand that there's a choke point crossing Mobile Bay, and we all need to face the reality that we do need a bridge. I believe that there is room for a bridge with the right plan. I do not, and I'm adamant about supporting a toll. I strongly believe that it should not be borne on the backs of Daphne residents, let alone Baldwin County residents. And yet we do need a pathway across with I-10. We do need a plan that is compatible with the businesses and with the national transit system. But also it has to be fair, and it should not be financially supported. There are plenty of opportunities out there. And again, this gets back to my previous experience as a negotiator, is you always have to stay at the table. When you're at the table, you can at least shape and guide discussions. No matter how much you disagree with an issue, no matter how far apart you are on a decision, as long as everybody's at the table, then you can at least work through it. And I think there's a solution out there. It may be a ways off, but we have to find that solution.
And then finally, just a few moments here, I want to give you an opportunity to contrast yourself to Robin Lee Jr., your opponent in the runoff there. Did you say there are some stark differences between your candidacy and his?
Well, I would say my opponent's been there for 8 years, and since that time, and I've lived in Old Town Daphne, there have been some improvements, but there hasn't been what I would consider the necessary leadership and change to the city of Daphne. My background, 34 years as a retired Air Force colonel, national level leadership. I've run organizations, many organizations, as big or bigger than the city of Daphne. And you cannot step into an organization that has 300 or 400 people just because you're a small business owner. You cannot step into an organization with a $30 million budget because you run a $500,000, $1 million budget. It is difficult. It is complex. You have to have that experience and that skill set to run a city of this size. And then, most importantly, I think you have to have the personality to collaborate, to bring people together, and to problem solve. And I've demonstrated that. I can give numerous examples of things that I've done over my career in the military and my career as a small business owner that separate me from my opponent.
But it sounds like it's just that bigger strategic vision, that plan that hasn't been updated, as you said, since 2003. That is really what you are making the cornerstone kind of your candidacy.
I would call that a cornerstone, but it's not as simple as saying we have an old plan. It's the notion, it's the mindset that we have in our city is that we can take a good guy, a good person, and put them into the office, and then they can lead it. And that is not what it takes to run an organization. You have to have a skill set. You have to have a certain level of experience, and it has to be hardened. And with that experience, you have to be able to shape a city of 30,000 people. And that doesn't come just because you're a good guy.
And if folks want to find out more about your candidacy, where do they look?
Well, you can call me at any time. My phone number is 251-406-9799. We have a Facebook page, Steve Carey for Daphne, and also a website. Both of those are great informational locations for you to do a little bit of research. And I would ask everybody, do your research, do your due diligence, look at the dramatic difference between the two candidates. To me, it's a clear choice. I think if Daphne takes the right step moving forward, that they will be in a good position to handle the next 10 to 20 years.
All right, we got to get out of here, folks. We'll do it all again tomorrow. This has been FM Talk 106.5.